Thank you. Tom Mullen. I'm from Campton with the Alliance Against Northern Pass. And thank you all. And thank you all for being here. We were down in Deerfield, which is a town that ought to be really frightened about what's going on. And they managed to get about 12 people in the room just last week. And if you saw what they've built down there for the new station, you'd think that you just landed on a foreign planet. Absolutely unbelievable, the new substation. The question I have has to do with the width of the power lines. Now that FERC has determined that power line right-of-ways are supposed to be at minimum as wide as the fall zone of the trees, right? Is it the fall zone of the trees or the fall zone of the towers or both?
Thanks for bringing that up, Tom. I've just sent a letter into the Concord Monitor and Art McGrath about the new FERC guidelines for right-of-ways. FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, again, not a group we tend to think of as our friends, but, you know, friends turn up in strange corners in these deals. They just did a study of the big nor'easter storm in fall. And they came out with recommendations for building new transmission lines to avoid the chaos and huge amount of economic loss that followed this last storm. FERC says for new transmission lines, this is A, new, and B, transmission, as opposed to old and distribution. These lines should be built on right-of-ways that are wide enough to accommodate the existing and anticipated vegetation outside the right-of-way. So if you have a right-of-way border right here, and you've got 80-foot, 100-foot white pines on it, and you are a transmission developer, you should be building your transmission line 180 to 100 feet set back from the edge of the right-of-way. Those are the new guidelines.
And are they guidelines or are they going to be regulations? Do you know the answer to that?
This is probably not my area of expertise. They are now recommendations. I don't know what force they have, and I don't know whether they convert to anything else. Maybe Christoph would give us a sense of that.
In terms of siting the transmission line, FERC has a limited role, and those recommendations are one of a number of policies, guidance documents, and really engineering specifications that Northern Pass will be doing its best on a mile-by-mile basis to negotiate around. And all that information, however, should be an extremely important part of, at a minimum, the state siting process, which really needs to go mile by mile and look at those types of issues are actually at the heart of the state process, as broken as it is, in terms of technical issues and technical problems with the line that Northern Pass will draw. And I think that's one of the reasons why they haven't been very specific, is that if you did draw it on a mile-by-mile basis, to the degree of specificity that they've started to do in the White Mountain National Forest, you'd find a lot of these types of guidelines and standards which are either close to or over the line in terms of their proposed design. So it's going to be a detail-intensive process at that point, and there may be instances where they're going to try to get through and say, we will figure this out in the final design. I think that's probably – that's the way some of these have gone in the past, and so I expect that will be the case.
Just give us the permits. We'll figure it out later.
I bet the people in the mid-Atlantic right now, about 3 million of them out of power, wish their right-of-ways were a lot wider than they are, huh?